Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here are my thoughts on the Jets. My thoughts are they're an unwatchable mess. There's no redeeming quality to this football team right now.
Yeah, there's nothing fun to watch. There's nothing that you're looking forward to other than maybe their run game sometimes. Maybe. They don't get turnovers. They don't get
it. They did force a fumble.
Yes, but they have not till yet to have an interception on the season, which is unbelievable.
And I thought against a rookie quarterback like Shuck, this would be the week where they would get one or two.
Shuck's playing pretty damn good.
He has? No, I think he's kind of at least for a year or two answered the Saints quarterback question. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be desperate and trade up or draft a quarterback in the first round. I'm glad Brady Cook is playing, because I think it is an opportunity to evaluate if he can be on this roster next year as a backup. But any notion that Brady Cook was going to be so impressive that he was going to create some kind of Mike White 2.0 or Tommy DeVito 2.0, that is not the case. Mm-mm. I thought he was bad yesterday, and I just thought overall they were bad all the way around. Like, they continue to make dumb penalties. I'm sick of John Simpson. I mean, how many dumb penalties has he had this year? I think he's been officially called for 10 now, 10 or 11. And it's really just end the season. Like, that's how I feel watching this team right now. Just end the season. Now, normally Joe joins us at this time. Joe is so sick of the New York Jets. Actually, he's just sick today. And that's probably contributed to watching the Jets.
Right. He's also sick of the New York Jets. That's for sure.
I mean, who isn't? And so I stand by the idea I want Aaron Glenn back. And there was a report by Deanna Russini in The Athletic that confirmed Woody Johnson is sticking with him. Mm-hmm. So the idea that Mike Florio put in the ether a couple days ago about, hey, he could be one and done, luckily is dead. Because I just don't think it's healthy to fire Aaron Glenn.
I agree.
But I also have to admit, there has not been a lot of redeeming qualities from his first season.
No, there has. Well, it's what can you take positive away from the season one of Aaron Glenn?
What can you?
Exactly. So we had this conversation about the Giants. Well, what can you take away positive? Well, I guess Jackson Dart has been good. Brian Burns is that dude. Two more sacks yesterday. Tyrone Tracy looks fine as a runner. The offensive line. There's a couple of things you can point out and look towards next year and say, we can build with these guys and build with these things. Other than, and I'm not even joking, Breece Hall having the year that he started to have, but he's even fallen off over the last couple of weeks. There's not a lot football-wise on the football field that I can look at and say, yeah, this was great, and it's going to be even better next year.
No, the
Garrett
only
Wilson would have been the one, because he was still having a pretty good season before he got hurt. But there's nothing there other than maybe Jermaine Johnson and Will McDonald, but that's hit or miss with Will McDonald.
Yeah,
sometimes he's really there. Other times he doesn't show up.
I wouldn't even say it's them. I think it's just the two stalwarts on the offensive line, the left tackle and the right tackle,
right,
because they're young and they've been solid.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
That's really it. And I think the other thing that gives you excitement, which is why I just can't wait for this season to end, which is a depressing thing to say because football is not a very long season, is that they are equipped to improve this roster with oodles of draft picks. Mm-hmm. And they've got tons of cap space. And those two things are exciting because they could trade up and draft a quarterback. They could fall and just draft the quarterback where they're picking. They can add free agents. Even if they're not using all of their cap space, they can certainly improve this roster. So that's the area of hope that we have as Jet fans. But in terms of investing our time on Sundays, I mean, that was a waste yesterday. And it's been a waste all year.
Right.
And there's just nothing good or fun coming out of watching this football team right now. And I can't believe there's still two more weeks to go.
Yeah, I don't know what there is to get excited about these last 2 weeks, other than it being over. Other than it being, let's reshape and rethink about what we want this team to be. And let's not make the free agent decisions at quarterback, like at quarterback, that we made a year ago.
Yeah, the only, because I was giving the quarterback thought we all have to, is can they finish with the number one pick? Unlikely. They would need the Raider. Whoever wins the Raider-Giant game, the loser would then have to win the following week.
Right.
Right? And Cleveland would have to lose. And they're playing Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah, you're going to need help to get the number one.
They're not getting number one.
No.
Now, I think the Jets are fine in terms of losing their games, playing the Patriots and Bills with things still on the line and both those teams being far better. So they're probably picking three, maybe two, maybe four, kind of in that range, but unlikely to be picking number one. So obviously, behind door number one is trading up for Fernando Mendoza, which is a possibility if it's the New York Giants picking number one. But I also think about the possibility of they just can't draft Fernando Mendoza. Dante Moore stays in school. And there isn't really that good young quarterback they want to take that early. So you start to look at the free agent market. You look at the trade market. And we talked about Kyler Murray. We briefly talked about Tua. The guy I'd be most intrigued by is Malik Willis. Because whenever Malik Willis gets an opportunity to start, he's been rather impressive. Now, he got hurt, too, in the Green Bay game a couple days ago. So there's questions about his health going into the second to last week of the year. But he's young. He doesn't have a future in Green Bay.
Yeah, he was interesting because he kind of got thrown under the bus in Tennessee.
And he never really got a full opportunity there. Like, he's one of those young players, unlike Justin Fields, unlike a lot of these other lottery tickets, where we've already seen enough. We haven't seen enough of Malik Willis. What, he just started five, six games in the league? He's barely played.
Right, and he's been in the league for 4 years already.
And he's learned. At least in theory, he's learned. So he's like the intrigued lottery ticket that I would have is Malik Willis. And obviously, I think a lot of Jet fans thought the same thing just watching on Saturday. Like, we're watching football. He was rather impressive. Mm-hmm. He's young. He's going to be available. He doesn't have a future in Green Bay. Like, it ain't rocket science. Like, okay, sure. Let's take a flyer on him. But that's where I'm at.
Well, at least it would be cheaper than what you did with Justin Fields.
Yes.
And again, you're still going to need to draft a quarterback, though. You're going to need to have someone you can point towards the future. You can't go into this next season saying, well, maybe we'll just figure it out when it comes along.
You know what, though, Teak? In general, you're right. Like, it would be tough to not walk away with some young quarterback, even if it's not a first-round pick. We're seeing Tyler Shuck in the way he's playing for New Orleans. Second, he wasn't a first-round pick.
Second-rounder.
But if there's nobody you love and there's nobody you're dancing on the ceiling for, you don't want to force it. And the Jets are loaded with draft picks the following season.
That's true.
So you don't want to kick the can down the road forever. I'm certainly not suggesting that. But you also don't want to force the issue. You know, you want to pick the right guy, not just a guy. And that's going to be one of the challenges. But even in my voice as I talk about this, how depressing is this?
Yeah.
We got 2 weeks.
I know you want to feel optimistic. You're trying to.
Of course I want to. I mean, as a sports fan, don't we all want to be optimistic?
Yeah. Of course you do. And I think certain teams that are bad can see the light. I don't think there's any light for the Jets other than maybe Aaron Glenn's being a good head coach.
Well, the light is Darren Mooji really knows what he's doing, and he hits the ball out of the ballpark with all these draft picks and does a good job in free agency. And all of a sudden, we're sitting here in September, and we're like, damn, this roster is actually pretty good. Right now, the roster is barren. Mm-hmm. The roster is terrible, and part of it is their own doing because of the trade of Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner, but they do have the tools to at least turn this thing around. There's hopelessness, and then there's hopelessness with a little bit of hope. If that makes any sense.
Jets, not at all.
It doesn't? Well, for the Jets, it should. Right. They're hopeless, but they've got a little bit of hope because of the cap space and the picks.
Well, yeah.
Because they got the tools to turn it around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's nothing. It's like this non-defined hope.
Yeah, it's not tangible.
No, there's nothing you can, because you still have to make the right decisions.
Correct.
And free agency.
And then develop them.
And then develop those guys and draft the right guys or trade those picks and go get a quarterback that you can build around.
Yeah.
So you got decisions to make.
That's why it's hopelessness with a little bit of hope.
You have hopeful decisions in the future. that's what the Jets are right now. We have hopeful decisions that we might make in the future.
Yeah, put that on a t-shirt.
Solid.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Right.
Let's go to Josh in Queens. What's going on, Josh?
Boys, it is a pleasure and an honor to have spoken to you guys for the past couple of years. I wish all of you the best. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you,
Loogie,
Josh.
Super excited to speak to you on the overnight, bro. Very, very excited. Now, the only thing that pisses me off more than calling about a Jets loss is a hopeless Jets loss call. And let me tell you, the fact that they have zero interceptions should be blowing every Jets fan mind. Because do you know how many games you watch on Sunday on Red Zone and you just see and hear Scott Hansen say, oh, and the tip ball drill, and it's picked off. The Jets can't even do that right. Mm-hmm. They can't even get a ball bounced their way. Now, there is zero chance, and I think that a lot of Jet fans are kind of trying to wrap their heads around, do we want a new head coach? Do we not want a new head coach? Because one year head coaches, firing them after is a horrible precedent. I mean, but how low can we go? Because we're such a bad franchise already. Now, I would say this. There is no fight in this team. There is no urgency on this team. There is no one position that you could say, oh, this team is growing and there's potential. Garrett Wilson hasn't played in 7-8 weeks, and he is still the leading receiver with 395 yards. That is as sad as it gets.
That's yeah. very
now,
true.
Now, you're going to say, oh, the run game is amazing. Breece Hall hasn't had more than 40 yards in 5 weeks.
Right.
Please, give me a break. And every time we keep saying, oh, you know what? Let's give Tyrod Taylor a chance. He's a veteran. He gets injured. He's out. Oh, let's see what Brady Cook does. Brady Cook does 6 picks in 3 games. Please, give me a break. Let's tank. We've tanked before. Draft up. Trade for a quarterback. And get rid of Aaron Glenn. And let the freaking GM bring his own guy in. Remember, Aaron Glenn was brought in by the owner.
I know, Josh. I can't sell you on Aaron Glenn's accomplishments in year one because there aren't many.
There aren't any. You're right.
But I can't go down the road of dysfunction and firing a coach after 1 year in the midst of a year in which you traded two of their best defensive players. I just don't know who you think would want this job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any hot coordinator is going to look at the Jets and say, no,
right.
I'm not going there.
There's not the cupboards are bare.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.